Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 33.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, bears and cubs. I am your host, Nard. I am a Filipino gay cub residing in the suburbs of Houston. This is a gay podcast that I started, which is bear-oriented. I would talk about gay stuff, bear events, current events, bear profiles, and I also do interviews with other people. From time to time, I'll also be having some co-hosts. And now I'm bringing you the first episode of Bear Podcast for 2006. This is episode 33. I think it's a coincidence since I just turned 33 today. Yes, I was born at 12:15 a.m. in Manila time. My mom was expecting me already, and she was at the hospital already at that time. In the Philippines, the way we celebrate the New Year is by fireworks. Lots of it, you know. When the clock strikes midnight, everyone would light their fireworks. I would imagine my dad helping my mom giving birth to me in the middle of all the celebration. 33 years later, here I am in the middle of Texas. Speaking of my mom, she hasn't called me yet. She usually does on my birthday. I wonder. If this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, because you just got your new MP3 player as a gift last week, welcome, and I thank you for starting your year with the Bear Podcast. So last night was fun. We went to our friend's house, Chris and Romeo's, and there we did the New Year countdown. And every year, right after countdown and after hugging and kissing and exchanging of tongues, they would sing happy birthday to me. Bless all their hearts. They're so nice. So wherever the New Year party is, that's when they usually greet me. By the way, the audio in the beginning, that was the New Year countdown last night. It's kind of cute. So, you know, you'll be hearing the kissing and lip-locking there if you listen closely. Well, since it's the first day of the year, I'd like to do a rundown on what happened in 2005. Well, in my eyes, that is. I should probably start with Louie. That stands for Let Us Entertain You here in Houston. This is the weekend after Mardi Gras. This has been going on for more than 30 years. It's more like a leather-oriented celebration. I should probably ask you guys to consider coming to Houston for Louie. I'll post the link on the website, and there you can register. Well, Louie, there's a lot of things that happened to it. Some of my friends, new friends that I met in Louie. So that's a big event for me. Next was TBRU. I went there with the Houston Area Bears. Of course, I went there with my partner too. We did a cocktail there during the pool party. If you guys remember a guy wearing a Vote for Pedro t-shirt serving drinks at the pool area, that was me. That was a fun weekend. Mike, my partner, was hesitant to go, but I got to convince him. I got to meet new friends like Jeff and Alex from Dallas. I also saw Chris. I only saw him from afar. I just recognized him. He's a DFW teddy bear in LiveJournal, but I was too shy to talk to him back then. This was when I was a LiveJournal lurker. I just enjoyed reading and reading a lot of LiveJournal posts until I decided to get my own LiveJournal. I'm there as BR Chase. After that, I went back to Manila. I had a great time there seeing my family and friends. That was also the time I came out to my friends. It was funny when I came out to them. They did this 10-second pause looking at me. They thought I was joking. That was an incredible experience, coming out to your friends and not feeling bad afterwards. It's really empowering. It felt great. After that, softball season came. So I joined the Montreal Softball League, and I was just in the D division. I played with the Houston Fire. It's just recreational. It was also fun. It was also painful. I had a very bad sprain that last June at the Lone Star tournament. I sprained my ankle so bad I could barely walk. But it was fun. It was fun playing with friends, playing with new friends. I met a lot of my new friends there. In mid-May, Bear Watch came. It was a great bear run. We did it in Galveston. It's a run sponsored by the Houston Area Bears. It was fun. I got to meet a few more live journal friends there, like Admin Bear and Wander Bear and a few others. It was fun. However, that night at the rooftop was kind of nasty for my taste. Hey, the out-of-towners were enjoying it. Well, I didn't, so I just let them be. They're having fun. In June, I got to start with listening to podcasts. I got to listen to Distorted View, Reagan Fox, This Week in Tech, and a whole lot more. Lots of them. I got so addicted to podcasts that that's all I have in my iPod Mini. It's great because I got to listen to different and new content all the time. I would listen to podcasts whenever I do long trips to New Orleans, San Antonio, or Dallas back then. July, I was listening to gay podcasts. Then I realized I didn't see or hear of any podcast that is about bears. So I figured I should start my own. I've been making MP3s before, so that part was easy. Then I did my experiments on doing RSS feeds. Then I got to getting a web server and a domain name. And in August 1, Bear Podcast was born. It was a short podcast back then. For Wolf What a Bear, I even featured the guy in the UK. It's really fun doing it. Until now, I'm enjoying it. And then sometime in August also, after when I started it, I went to New England with my partner. We went around Boston, and we checked out the bars there, the Bear Bar. And we went to a lot of touristy stuff. And what's funny, when we went to Maine, where my partner's from, I got to meet the parents. It's fun to meet the parents. I wasn't scared or nervous or anything at first. I was pretty much excited to get to meet his family. And it's great. You should try it sometime if you haven't met your boyfriend's or your partner's family. Then, let me see. Oh, yeah. August, late August. so many things happened in August. My partner and I bought a new house here in the suburbs. I love it, but the move was a big hassle. All those boxes. And in fact, I haven't even unpacked many of my stuff still. Then, Hurricane Katrina came to New Orleans. That was really bad. That really sucked because many people lost their homes. Luckily, that was the weekend when my partner flew over to Houston. He was with me, safe and sound. It took weeks before he could go back to New Orleans. So his 3-day stay became a 3-week stay for a while, because of course they had to clear up New Orleans for a while. I mean, wait for it to clear up. A lot of water, a lot of trash, and no, it was really bad. And it was funny. He couldn't change too much because he only had a week's week's worth of weekends worth of clothes. So he didn't have much. He kept repeating his clothes. Of course, he can't fit my clothes because I'm smaller than he is. So later, Hurricane Rita came to Houston. Many of my friends evacuated. And that was terrible. I was beginning to think if Mike is a hurricane magnet. First, New Orleans, he left there, and then he came over to Houston. Then in Houston, Hurricane Rita came. So, I don't know. Because of all the those hurricanes, by the way, Southern Decadence was postponed. So, that's an event that we usually look forward to, but it got postponed. And so was Bears to the Coast. That's an event hosted by the Bears of San Antonio in South Padre Island. I was even looking forward to it also. Then it also got canceled because of Hurricane Rita. They moved it sometime in March. Just check out the website, bearsofsanantonio.net, and you'll see some postings about the event in March. In November, we went camping at Rainbow Ranch. That was when I filmed the Bear Bitch project. It was nice to go camping with friends, and just that time passed without any worries. It's great. On November 8th, the state of Texas voted for Proposition 2. That really pissed me off, along with many other gay people all over the nation. About 76% versus 24%. That's a big statement that says Texas does not like gay people. Later, I was interviewed by Greg Marzullo from the Washington Blade. He was looking for gay podcasters, and I was lucky enough to be one of them. I told him that blogging is fine to tell your story, but podcasting has a stronger impact to send a message, since you can actually hear the podcaster's voice. That was around a few weeks after the Texas Proposition 2 was approved, and I posted that video. You'll see the links in the website if you go back in November. In November, I went to visit my family in California. I got to meet Excalibur also that weekend. He's an avid fan of the Don and Drew show, and it's great to meet him. And now he co-hosts with me at Bear Podcast from time to time. He's a great guy, and it's fun. It's really fun podcasting with him. Now, for Thanksgiving, Mike and I celebrated Thanksgiving in Houston for a change. Ever since we got together, we always spend Thanksgiving out of town, whether it's Fort Lauderdale, Las Vegas. But since we had those hurricanes this year, and 2006, and expenses in buying a new house, we just decided to stay in town and spend Thanksgiving with friends. It's a nice change. You know, the holidays came. To tell you frankly, it doesn't feel as fun as it used to be. Everything had to be politically correct, and everything has to be politically correct. And I think it's understandable, but it really dampens. It really dampened the holidays for me. That's just how I feel. But what made it a feel-good holiday for me is when my partner headed a toy drive project for Katrina victims. It was a tiring but fun toy drive. We handled more than 80 boxes of toys, just the two of us. We had to sort them out and distribute them for donation. It was a great and fulfilling task. It's the first time we've ever done that. And then Mike and I went to Columbus, Ohio. I got to meet Dave, Bob, John, Joaquin, the all-famous baritone Harry, and many others at Wolf's Bar. It's good to meet new friends in an awesome bar. I like that bar, Wolf's. Wolf's, yeah. It's in South High Street, there in Columbus. And then a few parties, a few gift exchanges. Then last week was our holiday pool party with friends. It was a lot of fun. You see episode 31, I believe. Yeah. Then, of course, last night's New Year's party. So here I am now in our computer room recording this podcast on a New Year's Day morning, just talking to you guys on how my year went. So let me tell you something. My bearish, woofalicious friend, I want to thank you very much for keeping up with me. Thank you for listening to all my bullshit and to all my stories and to all my comments and the comments of all my guests in the show. And you know what? You are more than a listener to me. I also think of you as a friend who I haven't met yet. And some of you I met already, and it's really good to meet you guys. Well, my next Bear Run will be the International Bear Rendezvous in San Francisco. I'll be podcasting at that event. If you're going there, and if you see a scrawny, short, geeky-looking Filipino guy walking around with a camera and a voice recorder, that's me. That's the bitch. Stop by and say hi. Chances are I might recognize you because I featured you in Wolf with a Bear.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Wolf, what a bear.
In this podcast, I'm bringing you not one, not two, but five bears in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They are five woofilicious podcasting bears. Their podcast is called Bee Talk. I guess it's Bear Talk, really. They're a fun bunch. They cover interesting topics, too. So, let me see their website. And I click on the About Us, About page. Bee Talk was created for the gay bear, for the gay bear man to have a voice in today's technology. Our goal is to provide the listener with entertaining commentary while providing you with knowledge of the bear community. And their bios. Jason has worn many hats in his life. America's first supermodel, the winner of Survivor Rural Minnesota Edition, and Bear 411 star member three times and counting. Jason is now devoting his time to becoming the next bear to make the star status nearly unprecedented fourth time. Good luck to you there. And who else? Jeff and Joel. Jeff doesn't have a profile there, but Joel has. Woof. I like his picture here a lot. I like the profile. The Joel loves leather, bondage, kink, the gap, and kittens. The Joel thinks salt and pepper make everything better. While the Joel doesn't have an iPod or a computer yet, the Joel is tech-savvy just the same. Okay, he talks about Gap and leather. What if he thinks of a... He suggests to Gap a new line of clothes involving leather. And he thinks salt and pepper make everything better. Are you referring to the real table salt and pepper or the guy with a salt and pepper beard? Yeah, that's hot. Next is Kurt. Kurt is guilty of dropping the maddest beats from the comfort of a basement in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, all the while getting fatter and fatter. Woof. He's pretty cute. He's got blue eyes, I believe. Although the picture's black and white. Could tell. Anyway, next one is Shannon. Shannon is a musician by trade, a geek wannabe by day, and a super bitch at night. Okay, that's it. So these are... my feature for Wolf What a Bear. Check out their podcast. I listen to them. I like listening to them, and I like it whenever they laugh. And they're a fun, they're a fun bunch. So check out these podcasters at btalkworld.com. Okay, here are bear events for this month. Sun Bears Weekend 2006, Hot Winter Nights, from January 12 to 16, 2006, San Diego, California. Come meet the Bears of San Diego for Sun Bears Weekend 2006. Join us January 12 to 16 for a weekend packed with fur, fun, and sun. Interesting website. You can check out their website at sunbearsweekend.com. How about in Washington, D.C.? Mid-Atlantic Leather Weekend. Bound in Brotherhood. Interesting website. Very good pictures. It's going to be on January 13th to 15th, 2006. You can check out the website at leatherweekend.com. Next is La Fiesta de los Osos 2006 from January 13th to 16th. Wow, so many things happening that weekend. So, Registration closed as of 5 p.m. December 13th. Oh, it's closed already. Huh. Check with us early for Fiesta 2007. Wow, oh well. I guess you can't register anymore, but you might be able to catch them anyway in the other events. It's La Fiesta number 10. They just keep getting better. Familiar, friendly festival of fun, of fur, fun, friends, feasting, frolic, and fellowship. God, so many Fs. The theme for La Fiesta de los Osos is 2006 is the Venerable Cowboy. Probably inspired by Brokeback Mountain. Maybe. Oh, they have a Thursday dinner out. Okay, check out the website at botop.com, botop.com, and I'll put the link on the website, so you just check it out there. Okay, so, well, I would like to thank a lot of people who have been very influential to me. And I know many of you guys don't know them, but they themselves might be listening right now. So, okay, first John and Palima, Shahram, Mark, Jeff, James, and Daniel, who surprisingly called me last night to say Happy New Year. That was nice of him. Gary, Andrew, Gino, Jim, John, Lisa, Todd, Robert, Dave from College Station. And my Friday night bowling buddies, my live journal friends, DFW Teddy Bear, Nightfall Cub, Big Dave, Manticore PGH, Mr. Gijo, Keanu Bear, Klondike Bear, Texas Penguin, Polly Bear SF, Flagger Bear SF, that's James, and Goofy Cub. He invites me to this Tuesday night Bear 411 group that eats out at different restaurants each week here in Houston. And of course, especially my LJR friend, Excalibur Roy, has been a great co-host in the show and also a good friend. Of course, last but not least, my loving partner Mike. You have always been supportive in whatever I do. You have always been generous with your time, talent, and treasure, not only to me but to other people as well. Thank you for patiently keeping up with me when I seem to screw things up. I love you, Mike. Well, that's it for today, guys. In future episodes, I'll be having some more interviews about some more bear sites that are upcoming. Okay, so email me, guys, if you have any comments or any messages you want to send. Send it to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And the official website here is www.bearpodcast.com. Voicemail line is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Easier to remember that way. I would like to I would really like to hear from you guys, you know. It would be great to have your voicemail played in the next show. So, thank you guys for downloading this podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. Many wolves and many hugs. Happy New Year to everyone.